D4DYH, K4OSH. D4DYH, WD4DYH, this is K4OSH. Johnny, do you got me?
It's Glenn.
K4OSH here, Johnny. I am not going to make it back to field day site this afternoon.
Then we will go with plan number two.
Sounds good. The little two-meter rig that's set up there by the picnic shelter that with the black box, if you can just kind of stuff all that stuff together and the mast and the wheel rim and all and stick it on the trailer, that would be good.
Scott said he's going to go do it right now.
Knowledge. And we will talk to you about when to come by and pick up the trailer tomorrow. Sometime either this evening or I'll give you a call in the morning.
I look forward to hearing from you and thank you for letting us use the equipment.
Absolutely. Sorry I couldn't get back up there today. I hope things are going well.
Quite a few people visiting and we're fixing to start tear down here in just a few minutes. So got enough help to do that in an organized fashion.
Glad to hear it. We will talk to you guys soon. Take care. Be safe. K4OSH clear.
WD4DYH.
How's the field day going today? And we're on frequency.
Oscar 4, Echo Echo Hotel. Listening and standing by.
How you guys doing over there?
GG, how you doing?
Over here in Clemson, how are you doing?
When I get a chance to get over there.
On KD2BNG, Glenn and Gray Court, I'm just sitting here in the heat.
You see or not, but man, it's hot, it's nasty out. I don't know if field day's still going on or not. And we're on frequency?
Yep, we're still doing field day.
I'm at 2 or 4 today. How'd you make out those antennas? You figure them all out?
Yep, got them to work.
Antennas, I found the place of the things, and sometimes we'd have coax sensors or a piece of coax would get you, because I had to fight with it a couple times here.
I'm building a power cable right now. Let me get back to that real quick. You guys carry on. If you can, come visit us. WD40H.
Stuff I wouldn't dare take the chance. You guys are bringing oxygen tanks. Damn, I can't go. If I went on field day, something like that, they'd be getting an oxygen tank for me.
Doors. We gotta have field day inside. In the air conditioner room.
Yeah, I think there's gotta be some thunderstorms coming up. I don't know though.
If it's today or later, probably later.
Sooner.
Would you know any weekend that EMS is over your house is not a good weekend. I mean, not this past weekend, but the one before. And then just a couple of few nights ago, I thought I was going to have to call them again. They didn't take me anywhere. They didn't examine me. While I was still on the phone with the dispatcher, I said, look, if they're on their way here, they're on their way here. But, you know, at this point, I kind of got a handle on the problem. But for a while, I couldn't breathe at all.
Yeah, I know. I tried some morphine one day, and it didn't work. I was like, oh, boy. Yeah, I know the feel, but you really don't know when you're in trouble, when you're not. Sometimes you don't really know.
I told the dispatcher, and I think she understood. I said, sometimes I'll come out here on the porch, I'll pick up my phone, and I'll dial 9-1. And in the next couple of minutes, let's see if I got to dial the remaining one. She said, no, I entirely understand. But, you know, I said, if they're almost here already, and they came all the way from Walmart and Lauren's, if they're almost here already, they can come by. But, I said to them, look, sorry to bring you out here, but this time for sure I thought I was going to have a problem.
Well, phone that they'll do it. I'll tell you what, I had to have it connected once. I was at the bar having a drink. A lot of phones, if you dial 9 and one of the ones, the phone will automatically dial the other one, so be very careful. Some phones do that.
I've never seen it. No, because I could be looking to dial 919 or 918, which is an area code for somewhere. As far as it knows, I started to dial an area code. Besides, it's not as though you're really saving any time. Oh, no, I got just one digit instead of three. No, I was at the point where, I talked to her for about 10 minutes. I calmed down a bit. I had to take about 4 to 6 hits out of your asthma inhaler you gave me. I don't think I have another one, but, when that one's gone, it's gone. And I had that nebulizer I was using a bunch of times, and it wouldn't normalize, it wouldn't settle down, but eventually it did.
I know how that goes.